Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Pub Table Racers. And I just want to tell you, we are back in the Warren Man Cave, back in the Pub Table Racer studio. My name's Tim Packman. Sitting next to me is my co-host and great friend,
Warren Brosell.
And you're also back as well. Hey, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
How you been? Good, nice to see you. And where did you go off to?
I went off to Milwaukee,
yep.
Wisconsin, the good land, yep. As it's called. And I did a little golfing, did a little state fairing.
Good. How
did
that?
A little drinking. State fair is awesome.
What games did you play?
I didn't play any games. They had a high live draft at the fair.
That was a good enough ride for you.
Yeah, it was good enough.
Perfect ride, for you.
I did get a call. They had to run a third shift since I went into town. They were running low.
Perfect.
The lights went dim in the brewery and everything.
Perfect. Hi, Marilyn. Mary Stevens, stuff shoot today. Andrea, good luck to talk to you about that. No problem. Andrew Calkins. Speaking of, we'd like to welcome you all. We did a show last week in Bonneville, and the week before we took off because it was just technically impossible for us didn't work out, so that's okay.
And how was your trip to
Bonneville? Let's do the important stuff.
All right.
Wait a minute. Usually we start the show with five beers, Warren.
Yeah, I grabbed the fifth. The fifth, that's my first.
Okay, well, since you already have one, I don't. Why do we have a Buck and a Miller High Life?
Well, because we like to sit around, drink beer, and talk about our racing adventures,
yep.
And our vacationing adventures. Any Perfect. Adventure, our adventures.
But why Miller High Life?
Well, Miller High Life because of Bobby Allison's sponsored beer, our hero.
Perfect.
Number one.
Here's the Bobby. I'll give him a call.
Of the man from Alabama.
David Kelmick says, Klamick says, pass me a beer. Get your own. Anyhow, so that's what we got going. Before we get started, on a personal note, Steve Tidmore, on tire tailgate system guy who always battles Tom Beatty for number one fanship of Pub Table Racers, lost his son, younger son, I don't know, 20s, 30s, this week. Went quickly from an illness, and our condolences to him, and God bless, Stephen. We're all thinking of you, and all you Pub Table Racers, you know who he is. Just send him a note, say, hey, man, thinking of you. That's all. He'd really appreciate it. He's been pretty open and honest about the whole thing, and that's God bless. So that's it. Send a few prayers for him.
Take care, Steve.
Yes, that's it. Tonight's show, we are going to... Oh, the guests are you. That's right. You're our guest tonight. You are the guest.
So on the motorcycle.
The fans in the stands, the viewers on the... In the tube, or whatever you want to call it, you are our guest tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about Indy Road Course Racing, of course. We're going to talk Bonneville Salt Flats. In the news, we got Josh Berry. Bubba Wallace is going to run an Xfinity race this weekend. And we're going to talk about Chase Briscoe and Denny Hamlin. That whole debacle post-race. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. First, we'd like to thank our sponsors. Who's behind you? RacingJunk.com.
RacingJunk.com.
Buy, sell, trade. If it has wheels or it's involved, anything like that, go check them out. They've been a great partner. Promoted our show a lot. They have whatever you need. They have it all. Just go check them out. Just go through, look at it all, and you'll be good to go. Also like to thank the Garage Shop, Aaron Brown and the guys. We'll get to that in a minute. We just took an epic trip across the country, Bonneville Salt Flats. Incredible. So we appreciate their support and co-promotion.
Once in a lifetime deal.
Yeah.
I mean, they do it all the time, but...
Well,
I mean,
not really. A lot of guys, first time.
Really?
So it's like the second time for a lot of them.
I gotta go.
Yeah, you might have a chance to find out someday. And also, Darren Russell, Rapid Removal. He has the 20-yard containers on wheels. You can take right into the small place.
Like a rollback type deal.
Drink to the toast.
Oh, here we go again. I did.
Wow. You talk about Darren. He took the drink. But so he has, if you have
drinking constantly.
Removal, anything from if you're doing demolition, if you're doing remodeling, if stuff you want to get rid of, he's the guy to call. Darren Russell, find him on Facebook. He's working on his Facebook page for the business Rapid Removal and his website. And I'm going to meet him for lunch tomorrow, and we'll see if we can help him with that.
Right.
So there's our sponsors. We thank you, and you know, thank them. Oh, yeah, that's right. By the way, we have room for more sponsors. We're affordable and fun. Reach out to me, just I'm glad to help you get to all these people. News. First of all, congratulations to Team Penske on sweeping Indy on Saturday.
Yeah.
IndyCar race
and the Xfinity race.
Yeah, Austin Center. Handily won. Like, handily won.
Pretty handily, yeah. Handily.
It's like he was just out on a Sunday drive.
Yeah, he knows how to get around that.
Sure does. Second one in a row for him, too.
Yep.
Other news, let's see what's this. Oh, Larson, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell. They were still arguing this weekend about last weekend.
And I didn't catch any of their tweets or any.
Tweets.
I'm not real big on that stuff.
Come on, man.
I don't know if you can talk about what they.
Real quick.
Whatever they were bickering about.
They're saying.
I think they both weigh 90 pounds.
Sure, sure.
Wet.
Yeah,
I would love to see, like.
They'd be a scrap. Not a fight, it'd be a scrap.
You know, I'll tell you. I got to tell you a quick story.
Please do. We got time.
About two smaller fellas who were getting involved in an altercation. And one of our previous guests actually broke it up.
Yep.
And so we were at, I was at Loud, and I can't remember, I was working at DEI, and Jeff Gordon and Robbie Gordon were proceeded to get into a shouting match, and it was going to turn into maybe some type of altercation.
Right.
And Jeff Clark, and
I don't know,
Jeff Clark is a big guy, and them two are pretty little. He had them both like this, holding them,
right.
And all I could think of is, remember when you were a little kid and your uncle would hold your head and you would swing? And that's kind of what it looked like. Like, he had them two guys and holding them.
Because they're not going to take
them out. Nothing happened. It was done over with by then. Yeah.
So, anyhow, they get the Indy and they're talking about, I texted him. He didn't text me back. It was like, oh my God, guys, what time's recess?
Yeah.
And, you know, here's your little hat with your little propeller. Just work it out. And the media's like, look, you guys talk, and they stir it up, but it's foolish. Really, it's just kind of stupid. So then we had the Xfinity news. Then we go to Sunday. I thought it was a great race.
I did, too.
I thought it was action-packed. And then the wheels fell off it. Literally.
Hey, the way I look at that, all that curbing and all that stuff like that, to me, it's like, don't run over it if you don't want to wreck your car.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line. If it's okay, it's not made to get hit
over and over again.
Okay, and the guys who kept hitting it and kept using it, I almost think they should make it more evasive. So these guys stay off of it, stay away from it. You know, on Saturday at the beginning of the race, they had this orange jump. It was a huge hump.
Right.
And like, three or four cars got destroyed at the beginning of the race because they hadn't gone over it all weekend.
Right.
And at the beginning of the race, they all went over it and they all destroyed their cars. Right. And I could say to myself was, you shouldn't have been there.
They took it out.
They took it out.
So what do you do? You took it, and now it encourages the cup guys to go hit the curb.
And it's going to encourage people to use that part of the track.
Did you see Coyle Joy?
That they're not supposed to be using that part of the track.
Coyle Joy was like airborne going off the rumbles. And then it gathers the splitter.
Yeah.
Stuck it under
your off.
Yeah, like, what the hell? Never saw that before.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't blame it on the racetrack.
Right.
I'm sorry. Don't hit it.
Because
don't hit it.
Doug Bowles, the president, said this was totally fine before that. We had no indication. And why would he? Because we've raced how many road courses for how many years? They hit the rumble strips. This is the first time it goes.
Yeah, well. Don't keep running it over. If you don't want to destroy your car, don't hit it.
It's not part of the race course, even though they make it part of the race course. And I think it actually upsets the car.
Here's what I'll say about that. If they put jersey barriers everywhere those things were, all right, granted, it would be dangerous, but they wouldn't hit them.
They wouldn't.
Hey, I'm going to use this jersey barrier to help me make this corner, you know? So, you know,
up until
put spike strips over there.
Put some when you said it earlier, you were talking. You go to Daytona, what do you avoid?
The walls.
Okay, so if you're at any road course, or do they say, hey, look, in the heck of the road course, let's go back to the big track, which a lot of guys were saying, can we go back to the big track? Because they get, you know, the road course is okay, but it's Indy, man. It's that thing.
The
big old.
The road course had way more, is way more enjoyable to watch to me than that total. Anybody who's been at that oval, unless you're getting tires every eight laps, like we had the 1 year,
it's still terrible.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a boring race. Mm-hmm. They had to spice it up, the oval, you know.
Well, what do you people think? What did you think of the race? You're the guest tonight. Tell us what you thought of it.
I mean, some people don't like road racing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I bet they watched it because it's, you know, Indy, and it was...
You want to go racing? Go to IRP. Put all the guys at IRP.
Sure. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be like awesome, slugfest. But when that one lap and they came through and all of a sudden was 5-6 cars just go off in the grass, I said, what the hell happened? Because where I was, the sound wasn't up. It might have been a local establishment that had live music playing on the water. They all just, I thought maybe oil or something like that. And then I saw that the thing was just shredded. So yeah. Then they had to cut it out of there. They swept it, picked it up, got rid of it.
It looked like it was somewhat anchored down with some type of bolts. Right. I did see him with a ratchet.
Yep.
And some wrenches, like it was anchored down into the asphalt or concrete, and they got rid of it, and then they cleaned everything up and swept it up, and you know, but because at that point it was destroyed.
It was destroyed.
It was a problem then, you know. But if you don't, you know, none of the other ones on the race course came apart.
That one got,
why?
That one got beat up pretty good.
Because they weren't hitting them
as hard as they
were hitting them.
Core of the Joy, he was airborne.
Yeah, he went off.
Yeah.
And he hit one of them other humps.
Still, it was, okay, Mary
they C. get airborne at Sonoma.
They do, and Watkins
you,
went
you,
too.
You know what yeah. I mean? There's yeah. four tires up in the air at Sonoma all the time.
So, but this is, because this was the first time in the Indy Road Course, they were first time instances. And it got beat up on Saturday, and then it got beat up on Sunday.
Right.
So, yeah. Mary Stevens says, this is actually the most common reaction I've seen, send them to IRP. Now, IRP doesn't have the capacity, but so throw them out there.
Capacity for what, 40,000? Nope. How many fans are they getting there nowadays?
True. But I think with a shorter track like that, they
well,
would...
For, you know, Roger wouldn't like that. He don't own that one.
I understand.
You know?
I get it. Yeah, it's true. So, yeah, I thought about Saturday. The track owner was also the winning car owner. So,
yeah.
Good day.
Well, you know, it's like I say, that's a way more exciting race than that oval race there.
It had my attention the whole time.
And I loved every minute of it. And perfect. If I didn't, like I said, I didn't see a problem. Don't hit the rumble strips if you don't want to tear up your car.
Do you move it back a little bit? Do you move the rumble strips back?
So you
put the rumble strip here and you put the line over here. You think they're
going to... Well, either then you penalize them, right?
But I can see
they're penalizing themselves by hitting it.
Sure.
If they're tearing up their car.
Over and over and over. Yeah.
Right.
When you stick a splitter underneath it, that's like, oh, we think we're going a little too hard at this here.
Yeah.
That might make sense. So at the end of the race, here's Chase Briscoe, rookie, former guest on Pope Taylor Races.
Yes. Great kid.
Great story.
I was pulling for him.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people were. It's his home state. He's going for his first cup win.
Yep.
It's his best chance he has. He goes out there and he's running second, and Denny Hamlin, he makes contact with Denny Hamlin. But this was after he got pushed off the course, cut through, and he didn't gain any positions by it, but he kind of came out right where he was. But they said, as he was going around, they said, hey, you have to serve a penalty.
It's a penalty for cutting a corner.
Right. So you hear the voice on there. It's the crew chief. Well, the crew chief and two spotters, so it was three voices on there as opposed to two, and then the driver. So he said, I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear because there's so much confusion, I didn't hear. So he just kept racing until they said, hey, we got posted. Now it's a pass-through because they didn't stop. He didn't stop because he didn't hear him. I'm just telling what he said. Hamlin gets punted out of the way. Oh, well, so be it. It's not like Denny's never done that to anybody. David Clements says, too many road courses. Debatable. And after the race, they talk, and it could have got really bad, but it didn't. And, you know, Chase was like, hey, you know, I'm here, I mean, you know, mean to, and right. I'd be upset if I was him too. And Hamlin, like, look, it's just an awareness. You know, it's a rookie driver, whatever you want to say. So he lost his opportunity for his first win of the year. What did you think about the whole?
Well, first of all, like you said, Denny Hamlin has no room to criticize anybody for their last lap. You know,
should we call Chase Elliott real quick?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what I've watched him do it to many people. You're trying to win the race. You're going to do whatever it takes to win the race.
And Chase is trying to win his first race in his own time.
Right, and he doesn't know that he's got this penalty coming. Right. And even if he does, if they're telling me this, and I don't know if my crew chief's going to argue this. I don't know if I have a chance to win an argument about it. So I'm going to do what I need to do. It doesn't matter at that point.
Right.
You're either going to finish last or wherever they put him, however many spots he lost, right. Or you're going to win the race. So you know, I carry on. What would have really been cool is if he would have won,
right,
and they would have had to, then they would have, we would have seen what the NASCAR was made out of, because how they would have policed that,
right,
and if they would have put him back, and where they would have put him back.
So if he gained no positions by cutting through the grass.
Right.
He gained no positions doing that. The communication was not carried through. Just because the tower says 14 have served a penalty. What was the penalty? Where at turn 10, they said serve the penalty. Stop and go. It wasn't really like spelled out. If I was a crew chief, spell out, what do we need to do? Where he could have got to that point, then we had to do it and go. So instead, he pulls off. Then they changed to a pass through, and he pulls off. And he just goes up 26. Like you, I'd have gone right to the end. I'd have gone right to the end, said,
yeah,
I'll finish it where you put me.
Right.
Even if he wins the race, they say, okay, we're putting you back four. Well, they did it to Talladega.
They actually did it on a road course 1 year, too. Wasn't it one of our guests? Wasn't Mike? Well, it was up in Canada. It mm-hmm. happened. And either Robbie Gordon or Jacques Villeneuve, someone won that wasn't, they were arguing. There was two of them doing burnouts at the end of the race.
Oh, yeah, Robbie Gordon and, I forgot the other one. Yeah, Robbie, it was in Montreal.
Harvick, or was it Jacques, or? It was in Montreal,
it was Robbie Gordon, someone else out here.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of races in our brain. Yeah.
But at any rate, you know, and I thought I won, right? I mean, I don't know. It's
all right. So let's ask you guys, if you're Chase Briscoe, do you keep going right to the end and say, penalize me where you want, or do you jump off? Once you found out you had the penalty, would it? I'd have gone right to the end. You went in your first race, you're lucky, going for it.
You would have had to took into black and checkered flag.
Sure, whatever. So, yep, I was first across the line. Who's the guy they took the one away from at Talladega? Sitting on below the line. Now he's a broadcaster.
Oh, I was actually working. I was at DEI.
Uh-huh.
And that was Regan Smith.
I know. I was baiting you. I was hoping you'd come.
Yeah. Yeah. And went below the yellow line. Yeah. He was forced below the yellow
line. You're right. It was Robbie Gordon, Kevin Harvick of Montreal.
Okay.
Thanks, Mary.
Who helped us?
Mary Stevens.
Thank you.
She's like a little encyclopedia.
Cool.
That's good.
Yeah.
David says, race to the end. What do you got the rest of you think? Race to the end. I'd race to the end, just taking my... lumps of dance. Okay.
They probably would have been really shitty to him then.
You think so?
I don't know.
If he says, I didn't hear you, I didn't know. I mean, they had a lot of places to chime in there, but whatever.
They probably would have been crappy to him for stinking up their show at the end, right? Because he would have. If he stays in it and just... And,
sure.
You know.
And they would have got
then they got to give two people a checkered flag. And
everybody handshake. Two guys, you know. Stephen Crump.
Anyways, how about this? Congratulations to all of our friends at Colleague.
Oh yeah,
like AJ Allmendinger, yeah. and Matt Swiderski, yeah, and Cruz Gonzalez and Tracy Halpin, yeah, and help me with this one. Travis is there, my boy Trav.
Okay, but a lot of those guys, it was their first Cup win.
Yeah, so
a lot of those guys.
Jimmy Lattiga, I think, is there.
We worked with an RCR.
Yeah,
and that was their first Cup win. So we're gonna get to that, but yeah. So yeah, here comes AJ Allmendinger. Bing, goes right to the front. And him at road courses is the second Cup win. Where was his first? At Watkins Glen?
In the 47?
In the JTG. Doherty Race. Yeah, I remember big Doherty and little AJ. I think I might have it right. Okay, Chase was told stop and go. So he stopped in a safe corner. Jimmy Johnson versus Roller Racing thought he was good. I agree with Trace in terms of that, says Mary Stevenson. He was told to stop and go, and then it turned into a pass-through. So the penalty changed. So there's communication. You have two spotters, a crew chief, and a driver.
So here's what I'll say about that, and let's all know our road course rules. When you blow the bus stop at Watkins Glen, what do you have to do?
Stop and
okay.
go.
Okay. He essentially blew a corner, blew a turn. He should have had to come out on the track.
Stop.
Go. And wait, whatever they make him wait for the bus stop.
You just have to stop and go. There's no time.
Okay,
and go.
That's what it should have been.
Okay, there you go. We agree on that. Okay. But yeah, AJ Allmendinger, great win.
Here's what I say. If you can drive over them rumble strips all day, why can't you go through the grass?
There's the thought. I didn't think about it.
And make it.
Yeah. Marilyn Mosier. I was happy that AJ won. I love the road courses. Not that it matters what I think. No, Maryland, it does matter what you think, because you are a racing aficionado from Akron, New York. And you're a good person, too.
Right. Akron, and we're all here to have our opinions and be fans.
That's right.
I'm a fan of the road courses myself.
Because you guys are the guests tonight. It does matter what you think. My gosh. Plus, you're an excellent hostess when I stay with you guys at Watkins Glen and your beautiful camper. Great trackside. Tough getting to work.
We're getting ready to go to Michigan.
Okay.
Right? And let's see how exciting that one is.
Yeah. It'll be like, well, every 20 laps. Okay, I'm good.
And if it comes out to be a fuel mileage race, everybody can go, oh boy, this really sucks.
Because you were exactly right. Snoozer. In the news, Josh Berry. Gets a deserved full-time deal.
Cinderella boy.
Here he goes. So Josh Berry.
Full-time
at Junior Motorsports. The thing I like about that is, one, he deserves it, but two, he has just given every short track driver the glimmer of hope that they can get into the big time, get the big rides without bringing money. You can do it the old-fashioned way.
By merit
and what you did and what you did.
Right. Hard work does pay off.
Yeah, we were at Martinsville. We saw him get his first Xfinity win there, and it was kind of cool. And you could see the set. People were cheering for him. Why? Because he was Dale Jr.'s driver? Maybe. But that's short track country up there. And they were like, yeah, short track guy. But
no, this sport was built on the little guy being able to beat the big guy.
Yeah.
Allmendinger winning is a Cinderella story. That's a true. Look at that. That can happen. The small team who has whatever, they own a record now for the least amount of starts and wins for a cup team.
And the best part is they've committed to go cup racing next year.
So now they're going to have fans, right? They're helping the sport.
And AJ's already committed to full-time racing next year.
And now we got this Josh Berry coming in. His fan base is, he'll have a huge fan base. Yes. Because it's going back to being the little guy, you know. Dale Earnhardt, when he started, was the little guy.
He was the little guy.
He was the little guy.
He was a nobody.
And this is how it needs to go back to. Not a little guy with daddy's big money.
A guy that raced his way in.
Right.
Worked his ass.
Because there's a lot of short little guys with big wallets.
So let's say, well, Denny Hamlin, he raced his way.
I won't mention any names.
That's fine. He got off. He was about done racing,
right?
And then he overheard someone in line. He ended up, look what turned into his career. So that's good for that. What other news did I get today? Bubba Wallace is going to drive an Xfinity car for Hattori Racing in Michigan, and I said congrats to you on that deal. I'm wearing a new T-shirt today.
Yeah, let's talk about your travels.
I want to get to that. So
let's do it. This is so cool.
So you're a little kid, Akron, New York. You know, growing up outside of Buffalo, on TV you see the Bonneville Salt Flats, and guys going 500 miles an hour, and you know, as you get into racing, you decide to make it a full-time, you know, life, a career, and everything. So you become more attuned to it, and you pay attention to it. You know, the world's fastest Indian. Was a story about the guy who rode an Indian motorcycle out there. And you'd see pictures and you'd see the run, you'd see the crashes and everything. So through my work with the garage shop.
That Lecter Hanel guy.
The opportunity came to go to Bonneville. So we took the Ford Talladega, the Dodge Daytona, and the 6 Cup car. And if you've been following the garage shop and the YouTube channel, you know what we've been doing there. So we made the Donnie Ellison tribute car a couple weeks ago, which was awesome. So we took those out. We took them across country. So Aaron says, well, why don't you just ride with me? I'm like, you know what? I've never really done that. So we get in. Off we go. Three trucks, three trailers. Off we go. We spent the first night in Shreveport, Louisiana. And then we got into Texas. We spent 8 days in Texas. Just what it seemed like.
Yeah.
We spent one night in Colorado City, Texas. Talk about Nothingville, but that's all right. Then we got to, where did we get to? Moab, the Moab Desert. Beautiful, amazing. The scenery along the way, the rock formations, the mountains. I mean, I said, wow, I don't know how many times, but it was just taking pictures. And, you know, I felt like I was just taking picture, but at night I go, that's the, you know, figure out what to do. Which ones to use. And we got there and we had a beautiful dinner on this hill where the uranium deposits were found. And some guy went from $160 to $60 million back in the day. And they filmed movies out there, Thelma Louise, John Wayne did movies out there.
There's the one with the Close Encounters Tower, didn't you have the Devil's Tower?
We didn't get that one.
Oh, okay. I've seen a bunch of them stupid things.
But so the question is,
rock formations.
How did these things get formed? That was kind of the cool thing.
But it was a glacier.
It was glaciers. That's what my mom said, yeah. Glacier. But it was phenomenal. So we go through that. We spend
Indian
the night there. Exactly.
Bored.
And then we get there. So then we get to Bonneville. And we spent, first we went to Spaceport.
Spaceport.
Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, and you're there. Now, Spaceport's where Richard Branson
interesting name. Do you have any background on that?
But it's been there since early 1900s.
Truth or Consequences. Is that the name of the town?
That's the name of the town.
Really?
The town. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. We stayed at
and
place
what though. Was in the town?
Sierra Grande. Well, it was known for its mineral springs.
Okay.
So hot mineral springs ran underneath and people would go and they would hang out and make it a vacation spot.
I would just like to say, I went to Truth or Consequence.
I did.
Oh, really?
It was, yeah. Hey, Johnny Betts. Oh, by the way, Johnny and Nicole, congratulations on your marriage.
Congratulations.
You got married. Talked to him today for a little bit. Still happily married. That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good. Anyway, so we stayed in Truth or Consequence. We went to Spaceport. Phenomenal place. That's where Richard Branson did.
Yeah, yeah.
And the planes were in there, but we couldn't see them. We couldn't get within 50 feet of the building, and they explained the history of that. And we took the Talladega, and we ran it there a couple times. We went about 2:30. So we go, okay, this car's good.
2:30?
2:30. So that was our test. So then we loaded up. We spent a couple days there, and then we went to Bonneville. So we get to Bonneville. It was like Tuesday. We left on Wednesday. We get there, and I hate to say this, and what was it like? I said, I hate to take away from this National Historic moment, but when you're on the salt flats and you step out of the vehicle and you put your feet on there, it had like a Neil Armstrong-esque thing. Because it's like, holy shit, I'm stepping on the Bonneville salt flats. And you're there, and it's just wide open.
Right.
And all you can see is salt and flat. And there's mountains and things like that. And, you know, for perspective. And, you know, the group that was out there, we had our three cars. And Vance Kirshner and Aaron Brown drove the cars. And Vance needed to go. There was three different courses. Two of them were 8 miles, and one of them was 4 miles. They called that the short course. The short course was used to get rookie. You had to go 150 mile an hour, maintain it, then 175, and then you got your license. So then we went to the big courses, and when we went to the long courses, we did pretty good. We had a couple spins because the salt got churned up as the day went on, and it would like catch the car, and it would be kind of go like this, and when it starts to go too much, then the back end
get a little over. Death wobble.
Oh yeah, nobody rolled. We right. didn't roll, but another couple guys did.
Oh really?
And one guy had a stock car, and he destroyed it. Airlifted out. He's head injury, broken pelvis. They say he's going to be okay, but he's going to live. I'll say that. But it was pretty scary, the reality of the whole thing and that.
Right.
But just to be out there and see all the streamliners and the roadsters and all these different cars. There was a Carmen Ghia out there. All these different cars, and they just, all he did is he went straight down the salt. And there was one car called Speed Demon. It was a streamliner, gold. And there was the original Speed Demon and the new one. And the one day I watched the guy go 466 miles an hour.
I think I seen some info on that.
Yep.
And it's the fastest piston engine car.
Right.
That goes out there. It's still a piston.
466 the one day.
Was there jet cars and stuff going and stuff like that?
There was a couple of those. And then the day after that, the same guy went 475 miles an hour. George Protiti, 72 years old. 72 years old, but I guess he's going to give it up and he's teaching someone else. But it was just it was an awesome experience. And for those of you who follow along on Facebook with the daily videos and the pictures, I didn't post half of them. I didn't want to be that guy.
Right.
Like, hey, come over and see the slides from my vacation, you know, type thing. But it was cool. It was surreal.
Very cool bucket list stuff right there.
But it wasn't on a bucket list thing for me.
Start out that way, but it,
no,
but you know, if someone said, hey, you want to go, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, my uncle John came out from Tampa. It was a bucket list for him.
He
came out and visited, yeah.
Nice.
He was there from Friday to Tuesday. But he came out there. He said, it's on my bucket list because when he was 8 years old, his father, my grandfather, worked for Wins.
Okay. I know wins.
Yeah. The gold. And he was on the top regional salesman. And they had a streamliner back then. And my uncle used to get the marketing material, the pictures. And he said, boy, I'd love to go there someday. So he fulfilled the dream. Yeah. Was it long hours? Yeah. One day we waited 5.5 hours to make one run. But that's part of it. But I mean, the sun, like they say it's a heat, it's a dry heat. Yeah, it was. But like, I couldn't take my sunglasses off because the reflection off the salt.
Off the white salt.
Yeah. And you had to like put sunscreen underneath and your shorts because you didn't want to burn stuff. And, but we survived it. And there were some long days, but you know what? It was exhilarating. Like if someone said, how was Bonneville? I'm like, where do you start? Like, so it was pretty cool. It was a cool experience. And we did a show from there last week, which
was
good.
Kind of neat.
Thanks to Kevin Mooney for hooking it up. If you would have known what went on behind the scenes to get that show on, we were 32 seconds away from start time. But beautiful area, beautiful country. We camped out there. We had 8-10 campers and RVs. And, you know, it was cool. It was just
And that's in different. Utah, right?
Utah, that's right. And we were a mile and a half from Vegas.
So Nevada. Yeah.
So we might have slid over there and did a little gambling, but that's cool. Uh-oh, here we go. Courtney, you're missing out. I wasn't invited. You guys keep picking the wrong night to go to these dinners. Okay? And second bottle of wine empty. Y'all are too cute. Okay, got that. That's a journaling.
Yeah, we're on our third champagne.
We're on our second champagne. You have all the wine. We got the champagne and beer. So there's you guys at Melting Pot. Yep, you guys keep picking Tuesday nights. I'm starting to catch on why you pick Tuesday nights to do family dinner. I might not be too bright, but I am going to get that.
You're born at night, but it wasn't last night.
Exactly. So what did you think? I mean, you saw from outside, yeah?
Yeah, I got to figure out how I can get there at least for a few days next year.
Yeah.
I'll go and help and maybe be able to trade some of my wrenching and fabrication skills for some... For a free meal, and
free,
you know, I
work. Free meal
for, I work for beer.
Well, good, because there's plenty of that. We killed some.
I'm gonna have to do that.
Yeah, because if you came on,
because that to me is like that's bucket. Yeah. Like I said, right. It's not really on my bucket list, but if it was offered to me, if it was served up to me, definitely on my bucket list.
So as a racer, you, that's some place you want to go to just to see all the
absolutely
technology.
And to see the cars, to see the other, just a lot of them cars are really old. You don't realize how old they are.
They are. So
yeah,
there was some I'm like, is this something gonna hold up going? I'm like
you're gonna take that 50, what are you, nuts?
You look inside sometimes, you're like, right. Are you kidding? Right. You're strapping yourself in.
Right.
But it was kind of cool because you took.
He's getting airlifted out of here.
911. So just dial 911 and wait.
Get rid of it.
But the, what was I saying? I forgot.
It's all good.
Oh, so yeah, some of the guys, they would go down there. Oh, the cool thing was at one point, and it's me and Brian Cram and Aaron Brown and Tim Clemens, and we're all sitting there kind of standing around. I look around and I said, did you ever think 20 years ago we were all working at Dallin Incorporated and all be here? I went, no.
Arguing
each other back there. So anyway, that's Bonneville. It was cool. And if you want to go back and look at some of the pictures on my Facebook page, and definitely go to the Garage Shop, Insider Garage Shop YouTube channel, and ours, and you can do that. Want to do a trivia question?
Should we do trivia, or should we talk about what's coming up?
Let's do the trivia.
Okay, so let them think about it, because we need an answer tonight.
Yeah, it's got to be answered tonight. In my hand, what am I holding, Warren?
You are holding a black Pub Table Racer t-shirt.
And how would you like one out there, folks?
They would love one out there, folks.
For free.
For free.
You just have to do one thing.
One thing and one thing only.
Answer our trivia question.
Before the night is over.
No looking at your neighbor. And since we're not there, we can...
No, and it'll be the first one that he spots in comments.
First one chimes in here. Who is the all-time winning driver at Michigan International Raceway?
M-I-S.
Michigan International Speedway. All-time winningest driver.
Which opened in 1968.
Bonus question. How long did it take Kelly McMahon and Darnell to get back from Indy?
From the Indy
race. Normally it takes 8.5 hours.
Right.
If they weren't even close.
Any guesses out there?
Right.
How many serpentine belts? And
traffic jams.
Traffic jams and, yeah.
Right. So anyway, the legit question for the t-shirt is, fastest.
Most wins.
Most all-time wins.
Most all-time wins at Michigan International Speedway.
And for an inner, you will have, on your deathbed, you'll have eternal peace, is the, how long did it take Kelly and Darnell to get back from Indy driving. So anyhow. Yes, best movie or world's fastest Indian, Jeff Humphrey. Uh-oh. Tom Beatty, number one fan, where have you been? Not 4 days, but it was close, Tom. It was 13 hours. Johnny Benson's you're close, Johnny, but you're shy of the true answer.
So Johnny's from Michigan.
Yeah.
He could have answered my other, because we were talking about trivia questions before. I am. before we started.
Yeah.
And I said, just ask how many lakes in Michigan.
Right. Exactly.
Right? Johnny, you know how many lakes in Michigan.
Mary Stevens, it isn't Mark Martin.
It says it on the back of your license plate.
It isn't Mark Martin, Mary Stevens. It's not.
It's Jeff, not Mark.
It's not Jeff Gordon.
No.
David Clement. I'd give you a hint, but I'm not going
to. No.
What else do we have? What's coming up?
Well, Michigan's coming up.
Right. And, oh, the playoffs start for the trucks.
Playoffs. Oh, already?
Yes, they're starting.
At Michigan?
Nope, at WeatherTech International. They're at St. Louis.
Oh, okay. Gateway.
Right. Used to be. Now it's WeatherTech. Wow, this is pretty good. So Johnny says 13 hours.
Nice. Hey, close.
Close. You're close. You're the closest so far. It is double digits. Yeah. Yeah, they got home in time for breakfast. That's all I'm going to say. My mother says... Diana Haynes says, Rusty Wallace.
No.
Johnny Benson says, it's a lot of lakes. I have a North Carolina plate.
We told him on the back of the list.
Yeah, Warren, come on.
Did you go outside and look?
Yeah. Johnny Benson saying, little L. Okay, I'm sorry. NASCAR
wins.
Sorry. We're kind of a NASCAR centric show. That's good. That's cool. All right, so we got that. It's not little L. Boy, Johnny's trying hard.
Apparently he wants a t-shirt.
I think we gave him one already. He bought one, whatever he did there. So Michigan, your sand's going to be a fuel mileage now.
I don't know what it's going to be. You know, Michigan is kind of one of our tracks that is not a Daytona or a Talladega. It's a 550 car.
550 horsepower.
Big spoiler. Right. And it's not... You know, we struggle between drag and downforce there on what kind of package you want to take. You know, you're going to see guys with roof hatches, guys without roof hatches, which is kind of a super speedway thing.
Sure.
Guys are, you know, they'll run different attitudes. So, Michigan is kind of its own entity when it comes to what package we need there. And... it's going to be whoever hits on it,
right.
You know, whoever hits on what package it needs for that day,
right.
in with the heat of the track, if there's shade, there's so many variables. But yes, it can become a fuel mileage race.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that makes to me 550 races exciting is the last restart after someone has a tire go down and there's five to go and now we all have to restart. And,
so you're looking for a scenario.
You know what I'm getting at here, right? Then everybody's bonsaiing in.
Sure.
To, you know, everybody's fighting for this one spot.
But they go 210 miles an hour now.
Not anymore.
Oh, well, they don't. The 550, they took it down. That's right.
No.
They used to. All
right.
Right. Here's some more guesses. We have Johnny Benson said Mark Martin. Sorry, Johnny. Philpott, former guest, Kelly Yarborough. Nope.
You're close.
Monica Rogers, thank you. Nice t-shirt, Dave. Jeez, I got hiccups all of a sudden. Being a smartass, I got it. David Clement, Petty. Nope, you're wrong. We do have a winner in here, but I'm not going to. I want to see some more guesses. Someone did get it right. I did
Mark. Was it Tom?
What? No, it wasn't Tom.
Okay.
Tom's quiet tonight. What's up, Tom? You okay? Everything all right? Yeah, cup only, Mary. Sorry.
Cup only.
Cup only.
Not active.
Well, no, it could be whatever.
Well, it can be.
But I think we looked up just so active drivers have the most have what, three?
Four.
Four wins?
Yeah.
Four guys have three or?
There was three guys have four.
Three guys have four. Who was it? Harvick?
Kevin, Larson.
Larson.
And Bush.
Bush.
Kurt.
Kurt Bush. There you go. Yeah. There's two races left in the playoffs. So we get the playoffs.
Yes.
Who's out?
who's out? Should we just, I mean, are we just saying who's out?
There are four.
It's our guess. Austin Dillon's not going to make it, and Tyler Reddick's not going to make it.
Did they both have bad?
No. Right now, Reddick and Harvick are on the bottom of the page.
Right.
Well, I guess, no, I'll say it like this. Kevin and Reddick will make it. Harvick. Everybody, the way it is right now is how it's going to end.
And Hamlin's in on points.
Hamlin,
Harvick, and Reddick are in on points.
Well, those two are, Hamlin is only the one solid in on points.
Got it.
The other two are not. If someone else wins.
Then Reddick's out.
Yes.
Unless Harvick has a bad day.
Yes.
So we could have another.
If there's a new winner, it really messes things up.
You know what? When this whole thing started, I said there's no way 16 drivers are going to win. And here we are with 14. And we still have two races left.
If by chance AJ would have been racing a full season, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, Harvick would have been out, I think.
Harvick would have been out.
Now, Kevin could go to Michigan and win.
Right. He could.
He could. I say he's got a better chance there than he's had about anywhere else all year. And then our last playoff race is really the.
Which is
a really wild card, which is don't hit the rumble strips at Daytona because it's a wall.
Are they doing, they're doing the
no,
rumble
strips? No, I'm saying it's the oval.
I know, it's the oval. What a crapshoot. Here we go. I just, if there was like five open spots, I can see it. Now there's like one or two. So you pretty much know if you're in, you're in. If you get wadded up, you're okay. But it's those other guys looking to get in, like, do I make
I mean,
the
you
do
could
I don't
take someone who's pretty far back, and they could win that race and could really be a spoiler.
Another Michael McDowell?
You know what I mean?
You mean like Michael McDowell?
Yeah.
It's Daytona.
What I don't like about that is
be
that...
a Cinderella studio.
Well, it's going to be a...
Pick one dark horse.
It's going to be on fire and upside down.
Who's your dark horse?
For Daytona?
Let's just say, there's one spot left. Who wins? Who dark horse is in? I got mine.
All right, I got mine. Should I say mine? Should we write him down?
Okay, I'll write mine down. Go ahead.
Okay, Daniel Suarez.
I have to bet it down. That's okay, so we got it, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we have our winner for the trivia is Michelle Rayner. The number is 9 or 8, whatever. He has the most. So, Michelle, I'll get in touch with you to give
you. You didn't say who?
I said Michelle Rayner. Oh, it's David Pearson. Sorry,
Michelle Rayner don't have that many wins there.
I don't know. She's still with the one. She might. She's with Bryce. Lucky guy, no? All right, so this is the t-shirt. I'll get with you and get the size in and get it
right
off to you.
We're going to need a selfie with it on, sent back for our web, for this win. And
Dark Horse 17 car, Michael Wright. Very good.
And Michael, who does he like, 17?
17 car.
Okay, yep. I like the, and you know what? How about Ryan Newman?
Because, you know, his future isn't...
Yeah.
I don't mean, it's not too bright.
No.
It's not too sure. Like, where is he
and
going?
And, I mean, he's in every Speedway highlight reel known to man.
Whether it's
good or
not.
He might as well have a win.
He's won the 500 and
yep.
He flipped the 500.
Yep.
So, all right.
I mean,
good.
Rear end housings have come out of that car.
Yeah.
And
he almost did, too.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're like, geez, that's a really nice shirt you held up, Tim.
Right.
Well, in addition to these
t-shirts. If you didn't win tonight. And you'd like to purchase one.
We have them available on PuckTableRacers.com. We also have tumblers.
Right.
And
yeah, if you're a small user and you need to make yourself a big old drink.
Make yourself. Oh, we have hats. We have hats and we have t-shirts and we have plenty. So if your kids are going back to school, you want to look cool. We have a back to school sale. Meaning everything's for sale.
Really?
Well, it's for sale. That's it. Come on, they're $15.
Yeah, I mean.
The tumblers are $20.
Believe us, folks. We're not making any money on this.
We're
running out of beer. Buy some shirts.
And hats and tumblers.
No.
Please.
I have so much beer in that refrigerator.
Don't tell those people that.
Come on over.
It is 9, Mary. Thank you. I didn't mean to correct you, but I kind of trust it. But we looked it up. It was 9. So there we go. All right. So our winner is Michelle Rayner. I'll get in touch with her. My mom, Diana Haynes says, the t-shirts are very nice. And yes, I am a child. I did wear my one of my Bonneville.
I think it's awesome.
Shirts that I had to get because, you know, you get that stuff and
right.
It's cool. You got to wear it.
You didn't pick me one.
You know what? You want one? Go out there.
That's what I'm going to do.
Exactly. That's, I'm like, I want a t-shirt. From.
Are they still out there? Anybody? Yeah, the story. Anybody on assault on me? Hey! Hey!
Monica Rogers, I just want a sticker. We do have those available too. We don't.
We got to get some.
We got to get some
stickers. Because I got to get some to KB Belmont.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So we're going to have some more stickers made. I think hats were good on.
We were going to try, and then
t-shirts
we went on vacation.
I went away. You went on vacation.
I went drinking.
I went a long journey across the country.
I had cheese curds, Italian sausages, corn. The best corn on the planet, I think, is grown in Wisconsin. I really do believe that.
Monica Mary Stevens, this is the good one. She says, back to school. Sale for a show called Pub Table. All right, you got me there, Mary. Well, doesn't have beer on it. Seems a Pub Table Racers. That's all. Jeez, Mary. Okay, but I like your thinking there. I didn't even think about that. But you know what? Doesn't have beer on it. You're fine.
Yeah.
It says Pub Table. That's all. All right, we're good. You want to?
I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal bottle.
I haven't heard that joke in 23 years. Every month. All right, we good here?
We're good.
All right. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you joining
us. Thanks for tuning in.
Congratulations to Michelle. Appreciate your input. Appreciate your support. If you're in the Mooresville area, North or Lake Norman area,
Charlotte,
support Darren and Rapid Removal there.
Yep.
And the others, you can.
Tornado warning tonight if you are in our area.
I just heard about that when I got here. I don't watch the news anymore because it's just depressing.
I get it on my phone. They tell me, hey, tornado warning.
We just got accused of having too
much.
I'm
in the basement. What am I wearing?
you got a keg.
I'm hiding under my refrigerator.
You have to put on your big TV and hug your deer. That's good. Deerhead. All right, folks, thank you very much. You just finished one off. We appreciate you guys. Next week, we don't know who the guest is. We thought we had a guy, but changed.
We'll let you know.
Don't worry. We got some good ones. More shows coming up. Have a great week, a safe week, and shall we?
Sure.
Good night, Dick.
Good night, Dick.
Thanks, cheers. Everybody. Cheers.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
you. Hope you enjoyed this show.
We did, in case you haven't. But that's all right. Wow. Hey, another great show.
Thank you
so much, everybody, for tuning
enjoyed
in.
It.
We appreciate it. We do this every Tuesday night. And Warren, I think the guests we've had have been fantastic.
Phenomenal.
And the people that are following us, we appreciate it. We're reaching 42,000 people a month. Can you believe that? And we appreciate you watching.
Right.
And
we're having fun. Hope everybody else enjoys it.
That's it. And it's just a fun show. Bucket of beer. Guys sitting around talking about it. So keep tuning in. We appreciate it. Check out our store and everything. But we appreciate you people. And we will see you next week. Right, my friend?
Yes, sir.
All right. See you next week.